This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. This weekend will test Americans' discipline as they face the July 4th holiday with an outbreak of the coronavirus. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Confirmed infections have been rising since the last holiday weekend, as many Americans escaped quarantine over Memorial Day. The nation set another record today with 52,300 newly reported cases. They're climbing in 40 states.
We cannot risk going backwards.
Chicago Public Health Chief Allison Arwady is urging Americans to celebrate safely at home instead of at barbecues and beaches. In South Carolina,
this is a Category 6 hurricane of illness.
And Dr. Stan Wilson says there's no evacuating. People need to stay in place. If they don't, they must wear masks and keep their distance from others. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The British government said it will end coronavirus quarantines for people arriving in England from more than 50 countries, including Germany, France, Spain, and Italy, but not the United States. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
The move, due to come in from July 10th, clears the way for millions of British tourists to take summer holidays without having to be quarantined when they come home. But those heading back from higher-risk countries will still have to self-isolate for 14 days. The rules only apply in England. Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland have not announced plans to lift quarantine rules. The full list of countries has not been published yet. The US will stay on a so-called red list. British Transport Secretary Grant Shapps said there is no reciprocal arrangement in place with the US as of yet. The government said it expected countries on the quarantine-free list to relax their own restrictions for British travelers.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. This is VOA News. A Turkish court has opened the trial in absentia of two former aides of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and 18 other Saudi nationals over the 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkish prosecutors are seeking life prison terms for the defendants, who have all left Turkey. Saudi Arabia has rejected Turkish demands for the suspects' extradition and put some of them on trial in the kingdom. The proceedings have been widely criticised as a whitewash, with Jamal Khashoggi's family later announcing they'd forgiven his killers. The trial in Turkey will be closely watched for possible new information, including the whereabouts of the late columnist's remains. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Hong Kong man who carried a sign saying "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times" as he drove a motorcycle into police during a protest this week has become the first person charged with inciting separatism and terrorism under a new security law. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Beijing imposed the national security law on Hong Kong late on Tuesday after weeks of uncertainty. The law punishes crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism and collusion with foreign forces with up to life in prison. But critics say it is aimed at stamping out dissent. Police said the 23-year-old rammed into several officers at an unauthorized protest on Wednesday. Media said he was initially arrested for dangerous driving. The charge comes less than 24 hours after the city's government said the protest slogan connotes separatism or subversion under the new law.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. One of the most highly anticipated movies of the summer is actually a Broadway play. AP's Ed Donahue reports Hamilton will begin streaming on Disney's streaming service.
It was supposed to premiere next year in theaters, but because of the coronavirus pandemic, it's streaming now on Disney Plus.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
We have lightning in a bottle with this company.
Creator Lin-Manuel Miranda says it was hard to get a ticket to Hamilton on Broadway, and he wanted more people to see it.
We basically self-financed a three-day indie movie, and it took a long time to get that into place.
Miranda also says Hamilton can speak to the nation's current racial inequities.
Having meaningful conversations in that regard, in this moment where nothing is business as usual, is a silver lining to the pandemic.
Miranda says he identified with Alexander Hamilton mostly because he was an immigrant. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.